Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
But all that talk about Area 51, why is nobody talking about Area 52, huh? Does that answer your question?
On this day in fictional history, in 1962, the day of the last atmospheric nuclear test on U.S. soil from The Hills Have Eyes. In 1996, the year in which the living energy structure called the Mandragora helix will be in a position to attack Earth again, as predicted by the Fourth Doctor from Doctor Who and the Mask of Mandragora. Birthdays. 1944, Gordon Gekko was born from the, unfortunately, too realistic movie Wall Street.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Eric confronts Brady. He just learned about running Nicole out of town, that whole thing, and like, why make her do it on a unicycle? Paul questions Will about the state of their relationship. How can they keep it fresh and exciting in ways that are not exes making googly eyes at one another? Justin and Luke is trying to make a deal with Bonnie, but both of them together ain't Bonnie Hall. Adrian comforts Sonny. Look, you're the only thing making Paul and Will have a fresh and exciting relationship. Without you, they'd be nothing. Hashtag Sunny Brightens. And not just with your smile. Hashtag Chappy. Forever.
Do you like to study? Are you kind to creatures of all shapes and sizes? Do you believe in monsters? Then Baron Davis and the Monster Rangers want you. Monsters hide in plain sight. Boys and girls can see them, and so can you if you just use Baron Davis's patented Imaginate process involving self-discipline, wonder, and candy. Monster Rangers are kind, honorable, spooky, thrifty, and irreverent, while the evil Dr. Duke Davis and his plug uglies are mean, full of bunk, and your run-of-the-mill mullygrubs. Join us to help defend the land of Monstru. Monsters around the globe are in trouble and need our help. So if you've got the moxie, then log on to your nearby terminal and go to monsterrangers.com. Believe, study, protect.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the weekly world news from a certain point of view. A top psychologist and author says that the troubles you have in life are not your fault because you, most likely, are possessed by a dead soul. And most importantly, the author says that if you can get rid of everything from depression to weight problems just by banishing the unwelcome spirit that has invaded your body. On your own, you can learn ways to tell if you are possessed by the spirit of a dead person and rid yourself of the spirit, said Dr. Edith Fiore, author of The Unquiet Dead. Many people are possessed by earthbound spirits. These are people who have lived and died, but did not go into the afterworld at death. Instead, they stayed on earth and remained just as they were before death, complete with the fears, pains, weaknesses, and other problems that they had while alive. They are drawn to unite with the living. In fact, they don't even know that they have died. Dr. Fiore told the Weekly World News that most victims of these earthbound spirits become possessed at times of special vulnerability, for instance, when they are sick, emotionally upset, or drugged. The therapist estimates that about 80% of her patients are suffering from the problems brought on by spirits of the dead. To tell if you are among the possessed, she advises that you look for the following symptoms: low energy levels, character shifts or mood swings, inner voice or voices speaking to you, violent soup-based vomit, impulse behavior, memory problems, poor concentration, memory problems, sudden onset of physical problems, a sudden onset of anxiety or bouts of depression, especially after hospitalization or any other trauma, lactose intolerance, weight gain with no obvious cause, and memory problems. Tune into tomorrow's episode to learn how you can rid yourself of a demon. According to recently declassified documents, Dwight D. Eisenhower met with extraterrestrials 3 times while he was president. President Eisenhower held meetings with these extraterrestrials multiple times over the course of 1 month while government officials were told he was on holiday in Palm Springs. The source of these claims is Timothy Good, a former consultant to Congress and the Pentagon, and, according to his website, a gifted musician. Good addressed the rumors after reading the documents obtained via a Freedom of Information request, which confirmed theories that have swirled in the UFO watcher community for years. I can tell you that in 1954, President Eisenhower had 3 encounters, set up meetings with aliens, which took place at certain Air Force bases, including Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. The aliens with whom the president met were said to be Nordic in appearance. The Weekly World News article also makes mention of a related story from 2010, when retired New Hampshire State Representative Henry McElroy Jr. taped a video announcement relaying details of a secret alien briefing document intended for Eisenhower that he had seen.
To the best of my memory, this brief was pervaded with a sense of hope, and it informed President Eisenhower of the continued presence of extraterrestrial beings here in the United States of America. The tone of the brief indicated to me that there was no need for concern, since these visitors were in no way causing any harm or had any intentions whatsoever of causing any disruption then or in the future.
This follows reports from last summer that British Prime Minister Winston Churchill and former President Eisenhower covered up a UFO sighting during World War II in an effort to prevent mass chaos. Leading a world power during wartime certainly means that there's going to be a need to maintain classified information. Despite anyone's best efforts, not every secret remains a secret, and the English bulldog and Ike kept a mammoth one for decades. Churchill is reported to have made the orders during a secret war meeting with U.S. General Dwight Eisenhower, the then commander of the Allied forces, at an undisclosed location in America during the latter part of the conflict. He ordered that the information remain a secret for a period of 50 years. We don't know whether Eisenhower met with the Zeebon or Gutan, nor if any deals were made, but he did meet just before saying this.
Get it all on record now. Get the films. Get the witnesses. Because somewhere down the road of history, some bastard will get up and say this never happened.
And in our final story, apparently some college students don't know how to use a toilet. In response, some colleges are offering instruction. A number of foreign students not familiar with Western bathroom customs and techniques has become an issue on college campuses. In addition, while studying this new phenomenon, colleges have also found that many Americans of college age are not using the restroom properly either. Colleges in the southern U.S. have been using signs over the last 2 years to aid students unfamiliar with basic toilet etiquette. The signs feature diagrams and bullet points explaining how to use a toilet, advising students to refrain from standing on the seat, and to instead sit on it like they would a chair. The advice does not stop there, with further instructions explaining how to use the sanitary bins, while students have also been asked to leave the cubicles in a sanitary state and avoid throwing toilet paper on the ground. The sign also reminded students to flush. Sadly, these steps have not been effective. So some colleges have begun offering a mandatory class in the first semester of freshman year. The class title, Toilet Use 101. Students are taught proper sitting and standing technique, how to flush, how to wipe, and how to plunge should the need arise. Students are reminded to thoroughly wash their hands after using the toilet, accompanied by an image of 2 upturned hands under a running tap with the words, "Wash me," on the palms. Prior to the mandatory course, many of the toilets around campus were found in unsanitary conditions, said a source at Georgia Tech. Some in the South are saying that the toilet problem was caused at first because of the cultural differences between Western customs and many foreign students attending the universities. However, it seems that there is just as many American students having the same issue, which points to less of a cultural issue and more of a laziness problem. Some locals have a different opinion.
Kids today just ain't got no sense, said Marcus Christmas of Atlanta. What is this world coming to when kids today don't know how to use the John? Ridiculous.
We weren't given access to the curriculum when asked, but we can only assume that Toilet Use 201 will finally teach us how that damn 3-seashell thing works. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good place to be. Drop a review on ye olde iTunes. Check us out on YouTube.com/GeekRadioDaily. Cartoons galore. Hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Send a note to podcast@GeekRadioDaily.com. Or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you the next time that we do.
It's very shaky and disjointed. This is what we in the handwriting attorney biz would call fucking.
Darkness surrounds.